This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody's saying it, so it must be true. You know what I'm saying? Who are we on? I'm sorry.
Okay. Santa Claus is real.
Is that how it works? Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's saying it. They're all saying, I'll bring you into a conversation we're having here off the air. Donald Trump, President of the United States, 45th President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, according to everything I watch on television, I read in the newspaper, I hear on most newscasts, everybody thinks he should stop tweeting. He should tweet less. You know, he's the Attorney General, supposedly ready to quit over this. Again,
oh, for God's sakes.
Beltway politics and everything else. The swamp is just so smart. They know that if he would just stop tweeting, then, you know, it'd be way better. They'd be less.
Well, then he'll just start Instagramming.
He'd be less exposed. he talked about this yesterday, but social media is important for him to communicate his message. I think it's fantastic. And I want you to know, I want you to answer, rather, whether you think he ought to reconsider this.
You don't think Reagan would be tweeting if they had Twitter back in the day?
He is defending it here in what he's doing. Again, everybody wants him to stop. I'm very curious if everybody includes this audience. Because I don't much care about everybody. I care about you. I think the president, taking his counsel from folks in the heartland of America, will serve him well for decades over everybody, which means conventional wisdom, which means the swamp. So you tell me, okay? 800-228-0550 or anything else on your mind. Go ahead and roll this clip from outside Air Force One yesterday when he was heading to California.
I do make his job harder. I do agree with that. I think that's true. He's a very straight shooter. We have a great attorney general, and he's working very hard. And he's working against a lot of people that don't want to see good things happen, in my opinion. I do make his job harder. I do agree with that. I think that's true. He's a very straight shooter. We have a great attorney general, and he's working very hard. And he's working against a lot of people that don't want to see good things happen, in my opinion. That's my opinion, not his opinion. That's my opinion. You'll have to ask what his opinion is.
A lot of opinions there.
Do you have the one where he talks about social media? Where he talks about how he uses social media? We'll squeeze that one in when we can. But he is acknowledging, when he sends out a comment, that it makes the Attorney General's job tougher. I don't think that necessarily is the president's fault. It is how the media works. They salivate over his tweets, and they parse them, and they run to people and say, "What do you think about that tweet? What about this tweet?" And there becomes this cloud over everything. And of course, then that makes it more difficult for the Attorney General to operate. It's just noise, right? He's batting these things back rather than just being able to say, okay, what's next on the agenda? I don't think that's Donald Trump's fault. I just want to know. I really do. I mean, there's a part of me that says, I have to admit, gosh, when it comes to the Department of Justice doing the right thing, sentencing on Roger Stone as an example, taking the investigation and on Michael Flynn and giving it to a special prosecutor, you can see that they're recognizing there are flaws along the way, investigating McCabe, even though they didn't do anything there. But you can see that they recognize there's flaws and they're doing something about it. And I would just stay out of that way. I would stay out of the way. I wouldn't necessarily even go there. Now, that's not how the president does business, and he's gotten us to this point, and he does have to fight all the rest of the media, and he does a pretty good job with just one little Twitter feed and a couple of conversations like that. But I'm honestly most interested in what you want, what you think should happen. We're going to start with a call from Burley County. That's all we know about this caller. They're from Burley County without any name. That's okay. You don't have to tell us your name. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll tell you my name. My name's Clay, and FSA called me yesterday from Morton County.
Okay.
And they said, well, why didn't you come to our meeting today? And I said, well, I didn't know I had a meeting. And they said, well, we wrote you a letter. And I said, I never got a letter. And he said, we know you got a letter. But I told him five different times I did not get a letter. And then he said, we're going to write you up with a default. It goes against the bank. A monetary default is what they call it. And they said they were going to write me up with one. And I told him, you never sent me a letter. And I think...
Why are they signing up with a monetary default? Because you didn't go to the meeting?
Yeah, I didn't even know about the meeting. They said they sent me a letter.
Yeah.
And I didn't even go to the meeting. And then the reason I think they called is they said, we know you've been calling in on the talk show. And they said, we'll see how that works for you.
And, oh, interesting. Interesting. This is called retaliation, folks. This means you're actually holding people who get paid with tax dollars accountable by exposing what they've been doing to the public, and then we'll see how that works out for you. Is code to say we're going to whack you good for that. Interesting.
And then they won't work with my bookkeeper. She works for all different ranchers and farmers. They don't want nothing to do with her. If she calls in there, they won't answer her questions. And I don't know how I'm supposed to work with these guys. And then they told me they were trying to help me out. They said they called the Fargo office in the main office, and they said they talked to them for 2.5 hours trying to see how to make my plan work, and they said they just can't figure no way to make it work.
Now, who was calling who? Your accountant was calling Fargo?
No, sorry about that. Justin Moffitt from FSA. And he said he's trying to help me, but he's not trying to help me because he knows I called in a few times on the radio. And they nothing works. I mean, every time I think we got a plan that works,
how do you think we can best help you?
I don't know. I want you to tell Kramer about this today if he comes on. I wish somebody would call me and talk to me a little bit. Because there's way more going on than what everybody knows. I mean, they're out to hurt people. Well, I know they're out to get rid of me. I mean, I got to quit saying that on the radio, but I don't know what to do anymore because
you're clearly a thorn in their side because you have been vocal, and that has led others to come forward and say, hey, I have the same problem, and now they've got an issue that they won't fix under the auspices of the human resources, in my mind, just bureaucratic laziness. You know, it's just they want it to go away. They want it to go away.
There's
so I think the
people in that office.
Okay.
It's two people. I was supposed to work with Melody Heath, but they gave me somebody else because I could no longer work with her. And he's just taken up her spot. He can't do anything unless she tells him he can.
Yeah, no, you've told us that before. I think your best bet is exactly what you said. It is congressional intervention. I know that Senator Hovind will not be happy that he's been told one thing by Brad Tickerson and another thing's happening. I just know that about Senator Hovind.
I don't even know if I believe he called him for 2.5 hours. I don't even know if I believe he talked to him for 2.5 hours on the phone.
Yeah, I don't know either. Here's what I would tell you, Clay. Don't give up. Don't give up in any way, shape, or form. Just continue to make sure this sees the light of day. And we will put you on hold here. Make sure I have your correct information, Daniel. You take that from him, and we'll pass it on to Senator Kramer. He will not be here today. He's with the Secretary of Defense, Minot Air Force Base, later today. How great is that? Secretary of Defense coming to check out what they're doing at Minot. So, anyway, Senator Kramer will be up there. Jerry and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, on your last hour's topic, hydro, they could easily build one in North Fargo next to the water treatment. Now, a lot of people think the Red River freezes. Yeah, there's ice on top, but there's still a current underneath. And with the water discharge from the water treatment plant, there's open water there that never freezes, that would always be able to run and supply energy on an electric hydro pump.
Interesting.
Or spinning wheel.
I don't know how they decide what's enough flow to make the investment worth it, but the interesting thing there, we were talking about Minnesota has a renewable mandate. They're talking about doubling it from 25 to 50% by 2030.
That's ridiculous. I live in Minnesota.
Yeah, and the doubling of that does not include, well, neither does the 25. Right now, they don't consider hydro renewable.
Yeah. And then on Trump's tweet, with Trump tweeting, that eliminates a lot of these stories of, well, sources say Trump said this. Well, If it's coming from Trump, we know what he's saying.
I like it too. It's full disclosure. Do you think he should? Do you think he should be? I'll say more disciplined in how he tweets, or is he doing it exactly perfect?
He'd be a lot more disciplined on how he tweets, but then again, there's no construing or hum and hawing about what he's saying. It's like, I'm saying this. This is what I said. You got a problem with what I said? You're dealing with me and not some source that won't tell you who it was.
It's a good point, Jerry. Appreciate the call. Boy, Moorhead's hopping today because we go from Jerry and Moorhead to Craig and Moorhead. And, Craig, what advice would you give the president?
Well, I'd like to talk about tweets, but it sounds like your first caller there. I guess there's more to farming than just to put a hole in the ground, throw in the seed, and put some water on top.
I think you're right. I think we better get Mike Bloomberg on that fix. Yeah.
And on the tweets, I hear your music starting, I suppose.
When you hang on here, I want your tweets. I want to give you time for your tweet commentary. Stay tuned. We'll take a short break. 800-258-0550. Local 8-701-258-0550. Call us on What's On Your Mind. Straight ahead.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll-free at 800-343-0093.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If I were you, I'd make today the day that I actually go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special link and then just graze. You know, just shop, just graze that whole website because there's so many good things there. Oh, my gosh. You can't even believe it. And if you add the promo code Scott, the savings is incredible. There's Mike Lindell's book, which is a wonderful roadmap of some incredible adversity to come from crack addict to CEO. What are the odds? He did it. Inventor of the MyPillow. Now the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow Giza dream sheets, the MyPillow dog bed that's fabulous. And some of these deals, like up to 50% off on the MyPillow towels right now, the buy one, get one on the sheets. They can't last forever. So lock them in, get a good deal, free shipping on everything when you buy the book. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Do it today. All right, Craig and Moyad, some thoughts on the president's tweeting skills. Basically, everybody, if you listen to the media, everybody thinks Trump should tweet less. Everybody thinks the tweets get him in trouble. Everybody doesn't like the tweets. I don't buy into any of that. I happen to think he could be a little more strategic. Like, for instance, when the Department of Justice is in the middle of doing a good thing, maybe just go dark on the DOJ for a little while. Just let them do a good thing, because the second you say good job, then the pack of wolves come in. But the president has been the president tweeting and a candidate tweeting and is where he is. So maybe I'm all wet, but I'm just curious what you think, because that's all that really matters, because according to the media, everybody thinks this. But do you, Craig?
Well, first off, during the phony impeachment hearings, I was really ticked when he tweeted about someone that was going to testify. So I joined Twitter, and since then, it's a valuable tool. I like it. It makes sense. But I will say this. When Barr asks him to cool it, for the first time, he's got a wingman, to steal a phrase from a Holder, a good wingman in Barr. And if he blows it, and if Barr quits, he will get my vote, but he won't get any more of my money. Trump won't. So, yes, he better cool his jets here. Because I talk to a lot of people that hate Trump, and they don't even hear the other side of the news. They have no idea what's going on with the Stone case and how the juror was corrupt. They don't hear that stuff. So, but they will hear when he does this to Barr. They think Barr's a crook now, too. So easy on the Twitter.
Yeah, that's my advice. I think you're right, Craig. I do. Let's see if anybody else agrees with us. Everybody supposedly is in this camp. We're wanting to stop altogether. The tweets are the problem. If only the tweets! I think I've told you 100 times about my conversation with John Thune. Like him a lot. Rock solid guy. Member of the Senate leadership, the Republican side. Doing an interview in his office. Finished the interview. He says, so what do your listeners think about Donald Trump? I said, they're so happy. The vast majority of them are so happy to have somebody that fights for them. Feels like, you know, morning in America again. A president willing to fight for the right things. He said, yeah, I agree. I just wish he'd tweet a little bit less. Got to get the Twitter under control. And I said the following. Why would you expect him to stop doing something that got him elected? And there was about a 20-second pause, and he looked at me and he said, yeah, I guess you're right. So I guess we have to look at that as well. But I do think discipline with those. In other words, if I see something happen and I bang out a text about it or a tweet about it or a Facebook post and I'm hot about it, it's going to be a little bit of an edge to it. You know, it's going to have a little bit of an edge to it that it might not necessarily need. But if I think about it, maybe, you know, put the phone down and a couple hours later, next morning, whatever, then I do it. It's a different deal. So that's what I would call the discipline of it. I'm not saying stop tweeting. I just maybe a little more discipline. I think Bill Barr's going nowhere. I think Bill Barr, on purpose, made a comment that this makes his job tougher. The president clearly agrees with that, the clip we played. And yet the president wants you to know he can tweet about it. It's his right to talk about it. He doesn't have to stop, but maybe he will because it makes his job tougher. But I don't think Barr's quitting. I think that's swamp talk. That's wishful thinking, so they can go, oh, see his tweets. Another guy quit. Because he tweeted.
Don't tweet angry.
That's what they want.
Don't tweet angry.
Chad in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I think I support the president's tweets. I think it's a perfect example of sort of the modern-day social media being a new town square for people to say what they want to say. And by him tweeting, he cuts out the mainstream media and the swamp dwellers and gives the people direct access to the president. I think it's beautiful.
So you have no issues with it whatsoever. Just keep doing what he's doing, exactly how he's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, would I do some of the stuff? Probably not, but it's working for him, and it's a free country. We are all free to do what we want to do, aren't we? Especially when it comes to speech, especially political speech. There should be no filters.
Well, Twitter's a sewer.
In my opinion.
I mean, it is a sewer.
It is a sewer.
Yeah, I mean, you can yep. find the most vile commentary you can ever imagine. Of course, the president of the United States tweeting is a whole different thing, but it is amazing what people get by with on Twitter. And some of the presidents held to a different standard, but I guess maybe he should be. But I do agree with you on that. It is a very important tool to just take out the national media. We don't need him anymore. We could find out what he says, you know?
I agree.
Firsthand, right from
them. Direct access to our government.
There you go. Thank you, Chad. Yep. Appreciate the call. Texter says, Donald Trump should continue to tweet. However, he should not try to undermine people who are trying to help him. I understand him trying to get out the true story. There's I think, discipline or, you know, strategic. Bill Barr, says another listener, is starting to act like a Terrell Owens or an Antonio Brown, a cancer to the team. You know what you do when someone starts becoming a cancer to the team? Off with their rear end. Yeah, I don't think he's doing that. I think he's had this conversation privately, and others have as well, and just saying, when it comes to the Justice Department and the work they do in the middle of it, the president weighing in the middle of it is challenging. So I think he's just speaking honesty, truth to power, but I don't think he's quitting. Bruce in West Fargo, what's up?
Morning, Scott. You know, I agree with your first caller, but I would go a step further and say I like it because he's actually, or the media doesn't like it, and the swamp doesn't like it because they can't control his narrative. And the president, the one thing that I've heard from both Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters, and I always tell them, the one thing you're going to always know about President Trump is you're never going to have to guess where he stands. You're always going to get clear policy. You're always going to get his opinion. You're not going to have to guess about the guy. And that's been the most, I don't know, I would say a fresh breath about the man in office. And I also had a comment about a question you asked last week about spending. We need to do away with this baseline budgeting BS. That's our biggest issue.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of budgeting issues. We'll talk about that with Senator Cramer on Friday. Appreciate your call, Bruce. Thanks very much. I think you make some you make some very good points there, no doubt about it. All right, we have to take a break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
The best bumper.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the top policy official at the Pentagon is reportedly being asked to resign that position. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood said to have lost the support of national security leadership. Rood was partly caught up in the Ukraine matter as he sent an email to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last summer saying it was not a good idea for the president to withhold aid from Ukraine. Baseball Commissioner Bob Manfred is apologizing for having called the World Series trophy a piece of metal recently. He now says the description was disrespectful.
There is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. Again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
His initial comment about it being a piece of metal came after he said he wasn't going to strip the Houston Astros of their 2017 series title despite their sign-stealing scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Next hour, we love our trooper talk, so cook up your questions for the troopers. I mean, they could be about trailers, they could be about, traveling speeds, they could be about lane changes, they could be about anything. What's that one we ended up about a whole show on, zipper lines or something? Zipper, what was that again? Todd, do you remember?
Oh, the zipper merge.
The zipper merge.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But no one ever lets you in, so you can't really.
Yeah, I've never heard
zipper's
of it.
Broken, apparently.
The zipper didn't work real well, but anyway, it's a thing, especially in road construction. But whatever questions you have, it's a great resource right here for you to get anything asked. So anything answered, brother, just ask away. That coming up in the second hour today. We're brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota, and you know what? If you go to energyofnorthdakota.com, you can watch and learn a lot about what makes the Bakken go and about the oil and gas industry. You can learn the latest news from energy about upcoming events and whatnot. And we're going to spend a little time talking about that today with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, because the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is coming. And the lineup is set. It'll be May 19th through the 21st at the Bismarck Event Center. Ron Ness is here. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Well, good morning, Scott. I'm doing great today.
Fantastic. And I am looking at this lineup and I'm saying, wow, we better get the word out here because folks are going to want to get this on their calendar and take part. Walk us through what you got planned.
Well, today is the day we are releasing our agenda for the 2020 Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Scott, we've got 70 speakers thus far, over 17 Bakken CEOs and executives, a trade show with over 300 booths. And of course, Bismarck is a tremendous host of this event. It's May 19th to 21st in Bismarck. And as you recall, we get several thousand people to this event, and it's always it's one of the top oil and gas conferences in the nation, and certainly become a huge event across North Dakota. It's been a tremendous opportunity for business development in the Bakken, and it's targeted towards everyone, really, that is any interest in North Dakota's Bakken and any of the business related to that. It's just a fantastic lineup of speakers, Scott, that we're releasing today.
You know, I always say that the best part of this conference is certainly that, you know, the lineup is world class, and the amount of information you'd get, I mean, is hard to put a price tag on it, to hear from 17 CEOs over 17 speakers of where the industry is going. But I always get excited about, the possibilities for people that are going to do things to make these communities better, that are going to go in and build homes, that are going to go in and build the businesses and restaurants and do other things. This is really a security blanket of sorts to say, here's what the roadmap looks like going ahead to secure and attract that investment to continue to grow these communities. Right, Ron?
Well, Scott, you're spot on. And as you recall, we do this conference every other year. And as you look past over the history of this, over the past decade or more, you know, one of those years was huge into the you know, temporary housing. Remember all of the temporary housing units that came in. And then the next one is community development. And what are we going to do in these communities? And one time it was roads. And this time I think the focus is really about how far we're advancing technology and the new type of technologies that we're seeing on in natural gas capture. Got a lot of items going to be talking about that. But some of the things that are going on in pipeline technology and monitoring with iPipe out of the EERC in Grand Forks, just simply phenomenal. And, of course, there's always a lot of talk about just how does that North Dakota business find its niche in the Bakken. And we're seeing more and more of that as the Bakken, you know, reach expands, people figure out their niche. Instead of doing it in Houston, let's do it in Minocan, North Dakota, like Jay Palke does. You see that building east of Bismarck there, they're rewinding spools for the oil field there and across Fargo. We're going to be having an event in Fargo in March just talking about all the technology businesses from Fargo. Now we're doing business in the Bakken with the Bakken. A lot of opportunities going forth. Of course, the UAS industry, the drone industry, we talked about that on your show on Monday. That's going to be a focal point for the drone industry. And we're going to see a lot of that at this conference in the booths, across the halls, business developers there. Working deals and figuring out how do they fit.
Tell our listeners just a little bit about what technology has done for this industry and the amount of time they've done it. I usually when I talk about this to folks that don't know the industry, I'll say, remember your first cell phone? You know, it was about the size of a brick, and or that goofy bag phone, right? And now you've got a supercomputer in your hand, and it's the size of, you know, your hand or less. Compared to what it is. And when you look at when that started to where we are today, that's not very much time, but in a shorter time period, it's almost revolutionary to talk about the technology and what that's done in the oil and gas industry. In other words, when the early stages of the Bakken boom, after we said, wow, horizontal drilling and directional is going to be able to, the fracking, the combination there is going to be able to take us to places we didn't know, because now we can get all this oil out of the rock under the ground. What it took to do that on day one, from a cost standpoint, from a time standpoint, versus what it takes today, is extraordinary. Explain that, Ron, would you?
Well, Scott, I think you're spot on. And 2 years ago, when we had this conference, we had Neil Kashkari, the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank, and he stood on stage and said, "What you've done in the Bakken with technology for shale oil for America and the world is a bigger accomplishment than what's happened with cell phones and technology in terms of text and iPhones and all of those things." And that was a pretty big statement when you think about it. And, you know, what we've seen in the Bakken just really since a decade, again, in 2010, we were producing a little over 214,000 barrels a day, out of recovering 2 to 3% out of every Bakken well. So that means we were leaving 97 barrels of oil in the ground. Today, I would say we're recovering we're producing a little over 1.5 million barrels a day. So we've almost produced 750,000 barrels of oil already today. Do that every day. We harvest every day. And we're probably recovering 13 to 15% of the oil out of a well. So that means we're leaving roughly 85% of the oil in the ground. So rest assured that the great minds of the world continue to look at the Bakken. It's one of the great resources in the world. And they're going to try and figure out how do you tap more of those 85 barrels? And that just simply takes technology. We've changed the rig times. Of course, you can drill a well today in the Bakken for around 10 days. Early on a decade ago, it was probably somewhere between 40 and 45 days. That's all because of the scale of the Bakken. We've been able to design the drilling rigs and the drill bits specifically for the Bakken. They understand the Bakken resource now. They're drilling these wells precisely, more safely, and in a vastly reduced time period. But it's really now in the terms of the completion technologies that you're using in the Bakken and how you're utilizing your sand and your water to hold open those microseismic fractures to allow that oil out of that reservoir to flow into the wellbore. And that's what's made the Bakken great, and that's what continues to make it great. And that's why the engineers and the technology experts come to this type of a conference to learn from their peers. But again, that trade show and that business development, peer-to-peer, community to community, those are the people across North Dakota that like to come to this event. And that's why we get, 2,000 to 3,000 people to this conference every year. And why an agenda like this draws people from all over the country. Typically, we have people from 40 plus states, a number of different countries that come to this event. But it's really, I think, those people across North Dakota that find their niche, that Also understanding what's the longevity of this. We've talked a little bit about in the last few weeks about we can't keep increasing production forever. As you start pushing that many barrels and that many wells out, it gets harder and harder to grow your production over a certain level. That doesn't mean we can't plateau out by utilizing technology, a good business environment, all of those things for decades to come. And we think we're going to be producing oil out of the Bakken, you know, certainly for the next 50 to 70 years on a resource like this. But it doesn't mean that we're going to grow production, certainly keep peaking. We're going to plateau at some point. Then we got to figure out what to take to get more oil out of that rock.
How much does the price of oil impact what you just described of, you know, 50 to 70 years and obviously a plateau at some point and then figuring out how to get more out of that rock? What is the price to do what you've done in the last 10 years? It was a lot different at the beginning stages of the Bakken with that high price versus, a price that's come down now. We were kind of just inching up, getting into that 60 average, and then sort of started over here again. I see today 52, 53. But how important is the price? Where does it have to be to keep this momentum going, Ron?
Well, Scott, price is essential. It doesn't matter whether you're, you know, producing corn or making oil. The bottom line is what matters in order to keep going forward. And we've been fortunate in the Bakken in order to have these tremendous wells and these high productivity and the efficiencies that have come along to allow us in the core, the best part of the Bakken to produce oil at, you know, where we're at today is probably in the low 40s per barrel of North Dakota oil. Those are not great economics by any means, but it's still one of the best places in the world to put your dollar for an investment return. So we think that long term, you're going to need better economics as you step outside the core of the Bakken and you get up into some of the northern tier or southern tier of the Bakken. And those wells are more economically challenged, and you're not going to have as great a productivity, but they're still very viable. So your economics have to continue to improve, whether you have higher prices or you can continue to find a way to lower your costs through efficiency.
One other thing I want to ask you a little bit about, all of this that we've described has been an incredible bounty to the taxpayers of North Dakota. I mean, we know that oil and gas pays over half the taxes in North Dakota. That's staggering, breathtaking, and certainly a lot more. There's a discussion right now about the legacy fund, which is, again, oil dollars set aside, 30% of the oil revenue, and a discussion about how to spend the earnings on that. And yesterday we had a conversation with Rich Wardner, Mike Nathy, and a number of folks weighing in, and there was a fair amount of feedback to say, hey, I think that money should go back to the communities that's generating it because the needs are still there. What's your take?
Well, certainly the legacy fund is an essential discussion that's taking place right now and one that I think that is long term and it's going to continue to evolve. But what we can't do is outspend our ability to pay for government and rely on oil tax revenues at this level because I don't think they're always going to be there and they're susceptible to change, of course. So the legacy fund in its original design is essentially ensuring that there's a replacement for these oil tax revenues at some level. Maybe it's a decade from now, maybe it's two decades from now, but we've got to make sure that fund is stable and has a source of revenue there for my children's children and your children's children don't get taxed out of North Dakota like we saw happen in the late 1980s. And, you know, in terms of money going back to communities, we have to ensure that money goes back to the communities where the resource is being produced. That's where the significant impacts are. We look at the incredible value of the surge fund a few years ago. That just changed lives. It changed the culture. It changed the ability of the communities to attract workers in across McKenzie County, Williams County, Montreal County, Dunn County, Stark County, and over to Ward County, Burke County, Divide. We've got to invest in those communities to make sure they've got good schools. So that can be an important role of that as well. But more of that dollars needs to go back to those communities without question. Highway 85 in particular.
Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coming up May 19th through the 21st. Bismarck Events Center online now at WBPCND.com. WBPCND.com. And check that out. Check out the lineup. Get signed up. Be there. It's going to be a big one. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the time.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
You know who owns the oil?
In the city,
who owns the oil, do you think? We just were talking with Ron Ness of North Dakota Petroleum Council about the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference and all this innovation, all these great things that happen. Doesn't happen without the oil, which is basically in the form of dead leaves a few leagues below the great soil of the great state of North Dakota. Who owns that? Royalty owners. Sometimes it's been in the family for generations. Sometimes it was sold for pennies. I know stories of basically people that were just being benevolent and would come and buy mineral resources. They were worth nothing, but it was a way to get something, and really what they were trying to do is help the family stay on the farm.
Right.
So pretty amazing when you think about it that that's the beauty of our system in America that's different. It's not a state-owned deal, although Alaska has obviously a lot of land that is not privately held, so they have a little different system. But for the most part, we have privately held mineral rights. People own them, as they should, where they homesteaded. So it's kind of neat. Now, what are they worth? A lot of people trying to buy them right now. And you shouldn't just sell them, thinking, oh, yeah, well, whatever, I didn't pay them. Yeah, go ahead. Because Mineral Tracker has a team where their primary focus is to support you, the mineral owner. They make sure you get the best price for your minerals. A team of experts. They know the market. They know the industry. And they consistently get the mineral owner a lot higher price than that original offer. So if you're looking to sell, talk to Joel, Jeff, and the team at Mineral Tracker. They have your back. MineralTracker.com. They have a great app. Helps you manage your resources as well. You start with a free activation for a free month, and you get a sense of all that can do for you. Know you're being paid correctly, because these folks can help predict the future. MineralTracker.com, 833-842-2924. Nate in Fargo, next on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My family, we've been part of the Link family, Art Link family. He was my great uncle. And back in the day, in like the 80s, the Links bought around 6,800 acres and put oil there. So. And in our family, my grandfather bought 706 acres, and then he ended up buying the mineral rights. And in our family for many, many years, from the 80s all the way to now, we had to go through an oil recession out there. North Dakota wasn't there for us. This is our family's income. This is how we've survived. This is how the grandkids get to play hockey. This is how we get to pay our bills. And it really disturbs me that there's certain entities in North Dakota that want to turn this into socialism and start handing out our income and tax revenues to people in North Dakota. I mean, it's just, it's our income. And there's people out there lining up trying to find ways to spend money and interest that's incurred through taxes in these different funds. But one thing you'll never hear a Republican talk about is that money going toward health care for each individual Social Security number in North Dakota. And our family is for that. But you won't ever hear that. You always want these little projects that benefit certain people or certain areas. Or the governor in the state of the state wants to put $2 billion into something that will benefit him in what he's grown up doing in electronics and in computers, and instead of putting it toward health care. I think that we need to really start wondering, what is it that can really help every individual Social Security member in North Dakota to help them along the way to improve their life equally, not at different levels where it helps some people a little bit more than it helps others. And that's all I called for.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money spent on health care, and I know there are always innovative ideas to do it differently, and I don't know specifically what you mean by, the
healthcare proposal. Health credits.
Right, but I'm talking about you're wanting to take money from some other proposal and put it towards a healthcare thing. I'm trying to say I don't know enough about the $2 billion proposal to suggest. You suggested that the only reason he's for it is because it would help him? How does it help him?
Well, Governor Burgum made his money and Great Plains Software, selling that to Microsoft. That's his field.
Right.
And so money would be put into the field that he backed that made him money.
Yeah, but that's a stretch to say it helps him. I mean, I don't remember specifically what from the state of the state those dollars would go for. But my guess is it's about jobs. It's about economic development for more people to have jobs. That isn't the governor benefiting. I think we're talking about two different things.
I believe what the governor's premise of what he wanted to do was to make it to where students didn't have to go to a 4-year college. that they could go to a two-year college, get the same type of education through that, and that's what he was putting that money towards, so they didn't have to waste all that time and money going toward a four-year college.
Well, that's a whole discussion about higher ed. That's a whole talk about reform of higher ed. How does that benefit him?
Well, because his big push has been higher ed to try to get more higher ed people here.
Well, yeah, Nate, I think you're really you're stretching. You know, in other words, let's have a debate about how the dollars ought to be spent. I think that's great. How much goes to health care? How much goes to education? Let's have those debates. But I wouldn't have them saying, oh, the only reason he's doing it is because he benefits without more ammo than you have, which I didn't hear. So you need to do a better job of convincing me that's an issue, because I don't even think it's anything close to an issue. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.